Very good, everyone. If anyone wants to take a photo, now is your opportunity, if you haven't already. And as we do, let's give all our young people and our not so young people a little round of applause for all they've done this morning. Thank you so much, everyone, for your helpful and clear retelling. You can go and grab a seat. It's been a lovely insight for us, though, into what happened on that first Christmas. So as people find their seats, I'm going to pray for us. Oh, we've got another photo. Carol can't get enough photos, look. Good. Well, we're going to spend a few minutes now thinking about some of those things that did happen on that first Christmas. So let me pray for us, and then we will think together. Lord God, thank you for the Christmas story. Thank you for the birth of Jesus that we've just heard about and seen acted out before us. As we think about that story now, help us to listen carefully, help us to learn much, and help us to love lots, we pray. Amen. 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 Good. Well, if my zapper's working, there should be a few Christmas facts here coming up on the screen. And these facts may or may not surprise you, okay? And they're taken from the UK. Okay, these aren't world facts, these are UK facts. Here we go. Last Christmas alone, we consumed 20 million Christmas puddings. That's a lot of puddings. 25 million bottles of wine. We chopped down 8 million Christmas trees. We spent a staggering £24 billion on presents. £1.2 billion worth of those, I don't know how they calculated this, were unwanted presents. They were wrapped up with 227,000 miles of wrapping paper. That is enough to stretch around the world 9 times. And on average, people spent 7 hours online shopping for presents. Yet, only 5% of the population could spare 1 hour on Christmas Day to go to church to celebrate the birth of Jesus. You see, as a nation, we spend so much time and energy and money getting ready for the occasion. Yet so few people are actually ready for the real Christmas. And so here's my question for you this morning, coming up on the screen. Are you ready for Christmas? And by that I don't mean if you sent all your cards, which I think needed to go out yesterday, if you're a second class poster like us. I don't mean have you bought all your presents, are they wrapped under the tree. I don't mean if you got your emergency chairs out of the garage, ready to welcome the relatives in the next few days. I mean, are you ready for the Christ of Christmas? Are you ready to accept Jesus as your Saviour? Because that's what Christmas is all about. The birth of Jesus Christ. We've seen it this morning. The birth of Jesus Christ, who came to be our Savior. And that is the heart of the message that the angels brought to the shepherds on that first Christmas morning. And so for the next few moments, I want you to put yourself in the shoes, sandals, whatever it was that the shepherds wore. I want you to take yourself back there and imagine that you were out there on the hills. It's dark. Really dark. There's no fairy lights. There's no street lights. It was an ordinary night. Ordinary shepherds going about their ordinary business. But all of a sudden, an ordinary night becomes anything but ordinary. It becomes extraordinary. Extraordinary night. Because you remember the angel appears? Yeah? The glory of the Lord shines around. And can you imagine those shepherds? You remember their stunned faces? Hiding maybe, sheltering themselves from the glory of this angel. Stunned with fear, but there was no need to be scared, was there? Because do you remember the message that the angels brought? Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, that's Bethlehem, a Saviour has been born to you. He is Christ. Flicks on. Flick it back one. Christmas is good news. Yeah? Christmas is really good news. Not because Santa came to stay, but because Jesus came to stay. The good news of Christmas is that God himself visited this world. Our great big God, who made all things, came to live on little planet Earth. And as we're going to see, that is good news for a whole lot of different reasons. Firstly, Christmas is good news. Secondly, Christmas is great joy. Okay, I've got a little joyometer here on the screen. And what I'd love you to do, I want you to take yourself back to a moment in your life when you received what you thought was just amazing news. So good that your heart just skipped a beat. You know those moments when the joy, you could just feel that joy rising up inside you. You got one of those moments? Have you captured the joy? Well, here's a few of my moments on the screen. Here's one. When Han said yes, when I asked her to marry me, the news that came back was good news. She said yes, and it brought joy to my heart. Here's another. When we find out Han was pregnant. These are big life moments, right? When we find out that Mir and Caleb and Kezia were going to join this world, it was going to turn this world upside down, or our world's upside down. But it was good news, and it brought great joy to our hearts. Then the last one for me, I was thinking about this, when Dad rung me last year, just before Christmas this was, my mum was ill. She went into hospital. She had to have quite major heart surgery, and it was all a bit of an unknown, wasn't it, last year? We weren't getting much communication from the hospital. I was sat there waiting at home, and then the phone rang. My dad on the phone, good news. And I remember that moment now when he said, "Mum's come through, it's all good." And you can feel that joy, can't you, welling up inside. Now, as you think about those things there on our joyometer scale, I wonder where you would mark the good news of Christmas. Where would you put that on your own joyometer? Could I say to you this morning that if it's not off the scale, if it is not right off the top of that scale, there is something that you have not understood about Christmas. Because the arrival of God in this world and what it means for me and for you this morning, there is nothing bigger, nothing more important, nothing that will ultimately bring greater joy to your heart. Firstly, Christmas is good news. Secondly, Christmas brings great joy. Thirdly, Christmas is for all people. You see, Jesus didn't just come for religious people or good people or gifted people. He came for all people. He came for ordinary people, ordinary shepherds going about their ordinary lives, ordinary me and ordinary you. I still remember Mia's first nativity when she was at Foundation. It was called Christmas Counts. And one of the songs, the main song, was Christmas Counts for Everyone. And here's the words, I remember it so well. Christmas counts for everyone. So shout it out across the earth. Christmas counts for everyone. Why? Because of Jesus' birth. You see, you're still singing it there. Christmas is good news for everyone. Not because everyone loves presents, which I'm sure they do, but because everyone needs Jesus. Christmas is good news. It causes great joy. It's for all people. And lastly, Christmas is all about Jesus. Look at what we read in verse 11. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. Now, before we rush on, I imagine for most of you, that is a familiar verse. But before we rush on, try and understand what is going on in that one verse. Today, in the town of Bethlehem, all those years ago, a Savior, that's what was going on. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord, the King of Heaven. God Himself was born into this world to be our Savior. That little baby laid in the manger all those years ago was God Himself coming into this world. And He came into this world born in Bethlehem in order to die as our Savior on the cross. You see, from that very moment, When Jesus was born, that's where his life was heading. Or to say it another way, the goal of Christmas is Easter. Jesus was born at Christmas in order to lay down his life for us on the cross at Easter. I don't know whether any of you remember this motto from Save the Children. Don't know whether it still is. It certainly was a few years ago. No child is born to die. And you understand what they're saying, don't you? Fully behind that, every child, you want to have a real chance of life. But as much as I agree with that, that's a wonderful thing, it's not quite right. Because there was one child who was born to die. If you didn't know that already, that's what the Christmas story is all about. Jesus was born into this world in order to lay down his life for us as our Saviour. And so remember the question I asked at the beginning? Are you ready for Christmas? I wonder what you'd say in answer to that question. Because there's only one way to be ready for Christmas. And it's not to have all your cards sent on time. It's not to have bought all your presents. It's not to have cooked the perfect Christmas dinner. It is to accept Jesus as your Saviour. And if you haven't done that yet, if you're here this morning and you're still thinking these things through, Christmas, what does it mean really for me? Well then, could I encourage you please to do what the angels did, to do what the shepherds did rather, in verse 15. This is what we read. When the angels had left them, the angels left the shepherds stunned on the hills. They had their little gathering together. They said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." What do? They've heard the message. They've heard about Christmas. Good news, great joy. All people, what do those shepherds do? They go and check it out. They go and see whether it stacks up. They go and see whether the message that the angels brought to them really is the good news of Christmas. Now for you, that doesn't mean jump on the first plane, of course, and head out to Bethlehem. Because Jesus is no longer in the manger. He grew up. He died on a cross. He rose again. He ascended into heaven. So for you to check it out this morning means to go back to the accounts that we have in the Bible. Look at who Jesus is. Look at what he did. Maybe if you know a friend who's a Christian, ask them to come on that journey with you. Keep coming to church. Not just on Nativity Sunday, why don't you come again as you begin to put together not just the Christmas story, but all that Jesus came to do for each one of us. Please check it out this morning if you're still not sure. And if you are sure, if you're a Christian here this morning, then look at what the angels did next. And this is where we finish in verse 17. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherd said to them. They didn't stop up there on the hills. They went down and they checked it out, and when they found it to be true, what did they do? Shout it out. They didn't just go back for a nice quiet Christmas. They didn't just keep that joy to themselves. God's coming to this world. He's coming for me. That's glorious. They didn't just check it out. They went to shout it out. And the message that they shouted out is that Jesus Christ is Lord. Christmas, good news, yeah? Christmas is good news. Christmas is great joy. And Christmas is for all people. And it is all centered on the person of Jesus Christ and what he came to do. We're going to sing in a moment our final song. But before we do, I'm going to ask Noah and Mia, aka Joseph and Mary, they're going to come and lead us in a few prayers before we stand together to sing our final song. Let's pray together.
Lord, help us know that you came as a baby, and that is why we celebrate Christmas. God, thank you that you came down to earth using incarnation. Help us remember that if you had not come, our sins would never have been forgiven. Thank you that even when your people decided to disobey you, you forgave them. We are grateful because even though we sin sometimes, you still love us infinitely. Lord Jesus, send your Holy Spirit to help us tell people about you. Help more people come to know you and worship you as their King. We want you as our own King because you are the only God. Amen.
Amen.
Father God, thank you that we can talk to you now and spend some time praying for those in need. We pray for those who are on their own this Christmas. Please put people in their life who will love them and look out for them. We pray for those who find Christmas hard because of loved ones who are no longer with us. Please comfort them at this time. We pray for those who are poorly in hospital or at home. Please help them get better soon. We pray for those sleeping on the streets. Please may someone give them shelter this Christmas. We pray for those who don't have enough money to buy their own food. Please provide for them. We pray for those feeling low spiritually. Please restore their joy. We pray for your church here in Scoria. Please help us to be a blessing to those around us. And thank you again that you showed us just how much you care for us by sending Jesus into this world to help us and save us. Thank you again for the good news of Christmas. Amen.